Victory or death!
Victory or death! Victory or death! Victory or death! Victory or death!
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Radio Free Virginia. I'm your host, Hank Reardon, the voice of freedom behind enemy lines, here in the Commonwealth of Virginia, bringing you, the Patriots, the information you need to stay in the fight to preserve your liberty. This is episode 23-06, the sixth episode of 2023. Where have I been the last more than a month? Bought a house. If any of you bought a house or have moved, you know what chaos that brings into a person's life. So we bought a house and we closed and we moved in, and it took, we kept the other place a month because we knew it would take a while to move everything out and clean, and it did. And it was got to the point towards the end, I just wanted to grab a dumpster, throw it all in there and light the old place on fire. But I couldn't do that. So I had to keep on keeping on. And now we're finally done with that. And it begins the process of, you know, we've got the house and livable space all unpacked and everything. And now we've got to just sort the many years of accumulated crap that we have. And some of it is stuff when we were growing up, you know, keeping keepsakes and whatever. And I've pared a lot of that stuff down over the years. So I actually have a lot less of that. My wife's probably got about twice the amount of stuff that I do. But it's not too bad. But then, you know, there's a handful of stuff that I have, handful of stuff that she has, lots of books and things that we need to go through. And some stuff's worth selling, some stuff's worth donating, some stuff's trash. And we've gotten rid of a lot of the trash, but still a lot to do. So here we are. That's where I've been. I wasn't dead. Been working a lot lately. The hospital systems have finally taken the masks away. They've finally said, oh, we don't need that. They were cowards about it, though, because the Roanoke hospital system did it, and then the local area centrist system went, oh, yeah, okay, we can do it, too, now. Nobody wants to make decisions. If you haven't read Atlas Shrugged, I would encourage you to read it, because that's what we're living in right now. I mean, it really, really is. It's a little scary, actually. How accurate and almost prophetic that book was. We are living it. And can we undo it? Can we get out of it? Maybe. Can we get out of it through voting? I'm not so sure. I think we're past time to take up arms. Should we take up arms? I don't know. I think the answer is yes, but nobody seems to want to do it. And if one person is the only one doing it, will it get anything done? No. I mean, look what they do. Every time there's a shooter who's 99.9% of the time a liberal communist, which I'm going to talk about this most recent one, they turn around and immediately point the blame at us. It's your fault because this person's a white supremacist. Oh, wait, that's not true. The guy's a black guy. It's guns. It's your fault because you won't regulate guns. That's what the problem is. So that's the kind of stuff that would happen. And they would finally, it's kind of like January 6th. For years, they were like, Republicans are a bunch of right-wing racist extremists, blah, blah, blah. And then they were able to use the January 6th thing, which wasn't a thing, as we've now seen from all the video and everything else that's coming out. But they were able to use that and say, see, it's an insurrection. Well, it wasn't an insurrection, as we saw from the video. And so hopefully some of those political prisoners can finally be released. And it'd be nice to see a Republican get control of everything and go ham. Go nuts on these people. Have trials and charges. I'm talking about those that perpetrated this lie. How about the ones that perpetrated the lie about COVID, or the lie about this and the lie and the incompetent level of just ridiculousness? You know, now that they've tried Trump, we can go back and try Biden. Biden's a criminal. Everyone knows it. The whole Biden crime family, and bumbling along his way into the White House and wants to bumble his way into another 4 years. I don't see it, honestly. He can't do anything. He's just completely out of it. And then Kamala gets on, you know, airplanes fly in the sky. Airplanes are airplanes and they have wings and they land on an airport in the blue sky. She's just, and that's the gist of every speech. Yellow school buses are, you know, I rode on the school bus. Yay. I've never seen anything like this. And somebody had a meme and they shared something like to the effect of, you know, hey, we're the globalists and we've put these people in charge, the dumbest people in the room in charge, just to show you that we can do whatever we want. There's nothing you can do about it. I don't know if you, some of you have heard of these 15-minute cities, this idea that we're going to, you know, this whole great reset and they want to get everyone out of the rural areas. Probably because China wants to strip mine America or do whatever. Who knows what they want with the rural areas? But in any case, I mean, I don't know where they think this food's going to come from. They grow it in a lab in a high-rise building. Very dystopian what they want to create. But this guy, he's making a joke video about it. And he's like, okay, so what we have here is a 15-minute community. And he opens the door and there's a bunch of chickens inside. He's like, as you can see, they don't want to leave. You know, they've got everything they need inside this community. They're perfectly safe, and they know that the world outside them is very dangerous, and so they just stay here. And then he walks in, and he says, "I'm the boss here." See, they know that, and there's nothing they can do about it. That's just the way it is. In fact, they own nothing, and they're happy about it. He starts grabbing the eggs, and he says, "You know, and I get to take all the fruits of their labor. It's pretty amazing." It was just a great illustration of the absurdity and the evil that is what these people are up to, and it's global. So let's talk about what we're going to talk about. I've got a bunch of bills that I kind of pulled out and wanted to share with you. A bunch of stuff was passed. Nothing really of note. You know, that diversity cannabis thing, that didn't go anywhere, thankfully. But I'm sure some other diversity stuff did. Here's what I want to say. Everyone keeps talking about Glenn Youngkin, potential presidential contender, or maybe a great VP candidate. Glenn Youngkin is not a leader, and he is not leading. He is not led. When was the last time you saw him out there doing anything? He is not led. You remember the Gore Meltz thing I talked about, where it was after the fact. He's leading from behind. That's not leadership. And that's what we need in America. We need leaders, and we don't have that. But in any case, I'm tired of hearing about what a great guy he is and what a great conservative champion for liberty he is. Could he be? I don't know. But he isn't. So stop this nonsense about, well, we need Glenn Youngkin. Why? When we have, I mean, the candidates we have now, Ron DeSantis, who hasn't actually declared. We have Nikki Haley. I think Pence would be a terrible candidate. Nobody wants him. He's boring. He's a traitor. And a long list of other reasons why I don't like him. And then we have Trump. And then, you know, I like Trump. I'll gladly vote for Trump. But we're going to be harassed with 4 more years if he gets elected, of Trump derangement syndrome. And I've just kind of had enough of it. So I would like somebody else, but I will vote for whoever the Republican is, frankly, even if it's Glenn Youngkin. But it's not going to be. It's going to be Trump or DeSantis. That's who it's going to be. And one of these other people is going to be the VP. I mean, that's what's going to happen. You watch. This is, mark my words, that's what's going to happen. So we have all this going on with Bumbles. I've got some memes to share. I'm going to talk about the trans shooter, and I'm going to talk about bills in Virginia. So let's start with the memes. Let's start with some fun. And these are, of course, from Western Rifle Shooters. And it's not, I don't know if memes is the right word. It's just things that they share that are quite funny. So this is Bob Lee. He was is the founder of a thing called Cash App. I've never actually used it, barely even ever heard of it. But he was stabbed to death in San Francisco. And it says, if people you associate with say or do something racist and you don't correct them, you are guilty of racism by association, which is just as bad, perhaps worse, since you know better when it comes to racism. If you aren't part of the solution, you're part of the problem. Says Bob Leah, leftist multimillionaire tech entrepreneur who created Cash App was stabbed to death at 2:30 a.m. yesterday on a main street in San Francisco. Bob should have crossed the street, which would be racist, according to Bob. So it's sad, you know, but I mean, that's San Francisco. I'm sorry. If you live in a blue hive and you die in a blue hive and you were told to leave the blue hive and you advocate for policies that make the blue hive a cesspool of crime and homelessness and drug use and every other awful thing that Democrats bring like locusts to a community, you get what you get. And it's kind of like people that are damaged by the vaccine. We told you this would happen and you didn't listen. So I don't know what to say. I've got one that relates to, it says, somebody asked ChatGPT to write a Dr. Seuss poem explaining why a trans woman is a man. I don't know if they actually were able to pull this off. Sometimes you hear about things like this, then you try it and it doesn't work. Well, because they have said, wait a minute, that's anti-trans or that's bad or whatever. This is quite funny. I see your hair. It is a wig. Your Adam's apple still looks big. You are a man and that is clear. I do not see a woman here. I must admit it's rather odd to hear you say you're now abroad. You have no uterus, so no, you cannot bleed from down below. I do not like your padded bra. You should not use a woman's spa. You tell me you had surgery. Your pronouns still are him and he. Your chromosomes are X and Y. That means that means you'll always be a guy. You gave yourself a girly name. That does not mean you're now a dame. A surgeon chopped your eggs and ham. I still won't call you ma'am. I am. And you've heard about all this woke stuff. I mean, Budweiser just clearly doesn't know their audience. But Bongino, if you haven't been listening to Dan Bongino, you should check it out. I mean, he's pretty much spot on with this kind of stuff. But he's saying this isn't part of some thing to enrich their business. This is propaganda. This is lots of other things, but it's not that. And they're doing this to us. This is a frontal assault and an attack. And Jack Daniels has gone woke. This is interesting, and it's not really a meme, but it's interesting data. So it says, what made America a superpower was its logistics, in particular, allocating its human capital. American dominance in the 20th century was because it had an exceptional system where teachers all across the country knew to look for exceptionally bright students, make note of it, and make sure they got on a pipeline to elite institutions like MIT or Stanford. If you look at a lot of people from places like Bell Labs, they came from small towns you never heard of, like Columbus, Nebraska, Petoskey, Michigan, Farmville, Virginia, or Visalia, California. This pipeline got disrupted in the 1970s, and we were coasting on inertia for some time, and now the pipeline has been completely blown up like the Nord Stream. This will cause a cascade of calamities as talented white men are frozen out for political reasons. I mean, think of the movie October Sky, which is based on a true story. Homer Hickam wants to get interested, or is interested in rocketry. And so he gets with some friends and they start figuring out how to make rockets and they start launching them. And they learn the science and they learn the math and they're very smart. And most of them, I think, did very well for themselves because you had teachers, one, back then that were educating people. I mean, you look at the education system that my father went through. This is back in the, 50s and 60s. That education system was putting kids out of high school, even out of, sophomore year if they would drop out or whatever. And they effectively had a college education. I mean, they call it the level of knowledge that they had with math and science and just the ability to process thought and think independently was just night and day comparison to today. And they were looking for people. And they when they would find a bright student, it was exciting, and they would find a way to push that person to one of these elite institutions and find scholarships and work this out. And now it's diversity, equity, and inclusion, or diversity, inclusion, and equity, DIE, because that's what they want. They want you dead. The only alternative to you not compliant is death for them. That's it. They're not interested in anything else but that. This one says, the FBI probably put the Nashville Killer's manifesto in the same safe as the Epstein client list, Hunter Biden's laptop, Ashley Biden's diary, Huma Abedin's laptop, Seth Rich's laptop, Obama's school records, or Obama's birth certificate, Hillary Clinton's server, and on and on. It's true. You know, talk about a political a thing that should just be disbanded is the FBI. They're not enforcing law. They're not investigating crimes that have happened. They're making up crimes, pursuing people for made up stuff. Just very similar to what's going on in New York with this rogue DA and, you know, a bunch of charges that aren't charges. And I'm sure you've all heard about this stuff with Trump. I'm not going to beat that dead horse. But it's you. And that's why I think this is actually helping Trump. You know, this kind of stuff, when people see this, they gravitate towards it because that's us. We know that's the tactics they will use and are using on people like us. So we then start supporting Trump more. So what's going on in the world of Bumbles? Well, he still can't string a sentence together. They just recently came out with this Afghanistan document about what happened, and it was all Trump's fault. It's Trump's fault that we closed Bagram Air Base. We just walked away from it, left everything there, keys on the table. Here you go, Taliban, you can have it. We left that base that was defendable, and we decided we're going to evacuate everything out of the major airport there. I think it was Kabul. And then we had, it's a long list. You probably all heard it, but it's absurd. You know, somebody made a great point. You know, we have a presence of about 2,000 troops in many countries, which some would argue I probably would be one of them. If we're not going to use our military for what it's designed for, which is declared war and breaking junk, then we shouldn't be doing it. I mean, that's my viewpoint. If you're going to send somebody in there, you take the gloves off. I think there are times for surgical things where you send special elite things in, snatch and grabs and you know, killing bin Laden and things like that. But you know, it's a mess when you're trying to use a broadsword as a scalpel, which is the majority of the military is a broadsword. It's this huge logistical pipeline that has to go with it. So we had everything set up. We were good to go in Afghanistan. We telegraphed to the Taliban, hey, we're going to leave. Here's when we're going to leave. So if you're, you know, gearing up to take over and kill everybody, you know, now's the time. It would be a good time, and you can set your calendar accordingly. And that's what they did. We lost many servicemen. Who knows how many tens of thousands or hundreds of thousands have died. You know, the country is completely reverted back to the way it was before, probably worse, because now they're equipped with a lot of military hardware. Now, can they maintain it? Do they have the infrastructure to keep it going? No, but they have it right now. So, I mean, the Afghan National Army was a joke. But you can't, I mean, look how long it took us to kind of rehabilitate Japan after World War II. 20, 30 years. And look at them now. They've got their own issues. It has nothing to do with what they were. They have such a declining birth rate that they're actually a shrinking society. What else is Bumbles up to? Well, the economy's not doing great. He would say that it is. And so I love this. They always, anything that's wrong, they just blame someone else. This is a mark of a lack of leadership and cowardice. They blame someone else for the problem, and then they take credit for all the good things that are supposedly happening, and they make up that the good things aren't really good things. They're just making stuff up. So you can't believe anything the government says. When it comes to inflation, we all know it's 10 to 20%. It's not 5 or 6, what they're saying. Come on. Nobody believes that. And the job numbers that they just came out with, yeah, it's possible that many people got jobs, but they're not talking about all those that lost jobs as well, or that had their hours cut or were laid off or whatever. So you can't believe anything they're saying. And the economy is not great. It's not terrible. We're definitely not quite in a recession yet, but it's heading there. I mean, we're at $3.40 a gallon for gas here. And there's people talking about we could, and that's because OPEC cut production, if you hadn't heard that, because Bumbles is weak. And further, so much of our oil exploration and oil refining and oil pumping has been reduced here in the United States. We were a net energy exporter. Now we're having to import again. Well, that impacts price. That's why the price is what it is. It's as simple as that. Supply and demand. Now, oil companies, do they lie about supply and demand? Sure they do. They're great at that. Oh, look, a squirrel farted on a pipeline. Let's raise the price of gas again. All right, that's nonsense. You want to lower the price of gas and increase America's refining capacity? Here's what you need to do. You have one national blend of gas. Yeah, sure, companies can add their little stupid additives or whatever, but one blend of refined gas, and you eliminate regular unleaded. You only make super unleaded. That's it. That would increase your refining capacity. But they're not going to do that, because then they can play those little price games at the pump, because some of you have to put super in your vehicle. It won't run right on regular unleaded. I used to have a Mazda RX-8, and then I had multiple RX-7s before that. You had to put super in that stupid thing. You could not put regular unleaded in it. It wouldn't run right. It's an aircraft motor. It had to run on super. There's lots of high-performance Porsches, Ferraris, BMWs. They don't run right. They're not designed to run on regular unleaded, 87 octane. They need 92. So, you would no car runs bad on super unleaded. But some cars run bad on regular. So, yeah. And then, you know, we're surrounded by idiots in Bumble's administration. And that's what we're stuck with. So, frankly, I don't care if it's a steaming pile of dog crap. It's a Republican. I'm voting for it. I don't care. I mean, unless we're going to start shooting and solve our problem that way, then this is the system we have. And I'm going to take advantage of it, you know, and do what they're doing, which is look out for mine and my interests. This trans shooter, where's the manifesto? We talked about that in that that meme post. I don't know. But what we do know is this person was, I saw a picture of this person, the before and after. And she, it's a she, who wanted to be a he. She was beautiful. And somebody got inside her head and took her down a road that just went way wrong. And there was another, I can never tell. This is what I was not so sure about. During the, here's an interesting thing about the Nashville shooter. When you first started hearing about it and you heard it was a she, or maybe it was a he or female-like person, and they were very confused about how to report because, honestly, they didn't quite know. They weren't sure. They thought it was a woman. Maybe it was a guy. And so it was very confusing to the reporters and to law enforcement. And then everyone's complaining they're misgendering her. That was her. They're dead-naming her and all this stuff. And I don't care. And Winsome Sears was on some show. She says, look, I don't care. This person murdered children. I don't care what you say. It was pretty great. So anyway, but you heard it. You're just like, is this a she who's a he, or a he that's a she, or a she that's a he that's not a he that's I'm very confused. Which is it? Is it, what was this person born as? That's all I'm interested in. And person was born as a woman, is a woman, was a woman. I can pretend that there's something else, but that was a woman. And looking at old photos, just a very beautiful young lady. And somebody got inside her head, this evil cult of transgenderism, got inside her head and made her hate herself, made her hate her life and her upbringing and everyone that was associated with it. And this is how she lashed out. And again, I don't know where she went to school. I know that at one point she had attended this school, but it wasn't for the whole years of attending this school. But it was somewhere in the government establishment school system that her mind was poisoned, just like all these other shooters. They recently stopped another one up in Colorado Springs, and it was another trans person. I don't remember if it was a male or a female, but they're ruining these people. It's a form of child abuse, especially if you go through the actual surgeries and things like that. So let's talk about some fun that I had recently. I got my real estate license back in August, and I've been slowly transitioning into that and got the opportunity to tour a potential client's property, and he brought an ATV. It was awesome. 130 acres. We had a great time just driving around on his property. I'm like, this is why I got into real estate. This is awesome. If you are in the Central Virginia area, you know, I'd love to chat with you if you've got real estate need. We can take care of you. Support a patriot. And let's generate that parallel economy. All right, well, let's talk about the bills that have been passed. There are so many. There are so many bills. Some of them are quite stupid. But I don't have any really of those to talk about. I want to talk about a couple of the ones I found that were, you know, just noteworthy. HB 1422, that adds USCCA's concealed carry courses to the list of acceptable training that you can have for your concealed carry permit. This is less of an issue in the rural Virginia because they don't honestly care. You could write your certificate that you'd done training on a piece of paper with crayon and they'd probably take it. But up in places like Fairfax and others, they say, oh, well, this is not an approved concealed carry course. You have to go to this one or that one. You had other groups wanting to take off the NRA off the list. That didn't go anywhere. So it's good that they got something done here. And I'm really surprised they actually passed this through because the Senate is controlled by communists and the House isn't. Hopefully we can change that coming up here. HB 1433, this is a counselor's reciprocity. My wife's a counselor, and what this means is if a counselor comes in from another state that has that agrees to this to join this kind of a compact where they all say, okay, these are our standards, and okay, so Virginia, if you're in Virginia, and Georgia, if you're, you know, we'll recognize your licensees if you recognize ours, kind of like what they do with concealed carry reciprocity, very very similar thing. And so if they recognize you, we recognize them, stuff like that. And this is good because the professional licensure is a mess. You know, it's a mess. It's very complicated and convoluted. My wife was licensed in, you know, California of all places. My gosh, California. I mean, how much more strict and hard can you get than California? And yet, she had to go through all this extra stuff. When she got back here, essentially redo everything, add hours and supervision hours and all this nonsense to get her license again here in Virginia. It's absurd. So this is great. This is good. HB 1446, certified nursing facilities. This one adds a bunch of regulatory stuff to certified nursing facilities. Now, you remember an advertiser we've had, Acticare of the Blue Ridge. They're not technically a nursing facility, but this kind of stuff, you know, it usually filters out in some way or another because you have these bureaucrats that think, well, you're a this, and we're like, no, we're not. Because a lot of the times you're self-identifying as a certified nursing facility, and typically, you know, this might be a little bit different. So nursing facilities, they're talking long-term care, but with nurses, so a nurse, you know, nursing in-home care, not in-home care. But so that one did pass. It adds some new stuff to that. So this one was interesting. 1463, a man named Michael Haas was wrongfully incarcerated. I didn't get into the details, but they authorized pay him $1.5 million. And as they should, I mean, you wrongfully incarcerate somebody, the state should have to pay. Unfortunately, that's us. That's we have to pay. But hey, if they're going to be stealing all my money, might as well go to something that's right and just. I mean, they are stealing my money. HB 1504, telephone solicitation calls via text message. Joint Commission on Technology and Science to consider. Directs the Joint Commission to consider a practice of unwanted telephone solicitation calls and telephone solicitation calls via text message and develop communication or recommendations related to requiring a telephone solicitor to permit any person to opt out. Like, they sort of have this. This is the thing that's stupid about this one, is really it just directs the Joint Commission to figure this problem out, and they're going to come up with something stupid that the scumbags that do these dumb calls will get around, and then we'll we'll see what happens. But I mean, it's not going to do anything. What happened to the do not call list? We used to have that, and that didn't do anything. The fact is that this solution is going to have to come from the private sector, from the telephone companies, and they're going to have to find a technological solution. And some of that is already happening. You have this is a spam number, and when you click yes, and it essentially enrolls it in a database. The problem is, what if it's not a spam number? What if they spoof the number and then you're spam numbering people? It's anyway, long technology explanation, nerd. Don't want to nerd out on you, but I don't know. I don't think this is going to accomplish what they think it will. I like this one. HB 1592 Public Schools Codes of Student Conduct Policies Procedures Prohibiting Bullying. What this does is it requires the school, the principal of each public school or his designee, to notify the parent of any student who's involved in an alleged bullying incident of an alleged incident within 24 hours of learning such allegation. Current law only requires a principal to notify any such parent of status of an investigation into an alleged incident of bullying within 5 days when such allegation was made. So you have 5 days of basically abuse that is happening. You know, I am assuming by the reading of this language that this is notifying the parent of the offender, not the person who's being bullied. The problem is that there's bullying's always been around. I think it's gotten worse with technology. I think it's also gotten worse with the fact that we have this zero tolerance fighting policy. You know, kids used to beat each other up in the playground. Eventually, a person getting bullied would have had enough of it, pop the bully in the mouth, and the bully would stop bullying him. Now that doesn't happen. So we have this zero tolerance policy. You're not allowed to fight. You know, and I never told my kids that. I said, look, if you're being attacked, you're allowed to defend yourself, whether it's verbally, physically. I don't care. You defend yourself. I never put up with that. And I also went to a private school. And when there were incidents of kids being mean, I always brought it to the school's attention and said, hey, this needs to stop. And it did. So I know that's not the case in the government schools. They don't care. And I don't think they care that they don't care. So this one, top of the list here. This is great. HB 1676, this relates to annexation. And it's an extension on the current moratorium. Annexation is where a city says, we need more room to grow. And so they steal land from the county. Now that land is usually inhabited or owned by somebody and at a much lower tax rate. Example would be Lynchburg to Bedford. Lynchburg's tax rate is over twice what Bedford's is. So you get annexed, and now suddenly your taxes are twice what they were. You don't get anything more for it. Now that's not just your house, that's your personal property tax as well. All your cars. So not a great situation to be in. So what this does is extends by 8 years from 2024 to 2032 the current moratorium on city annexations and county immunity actions provisions that would trigger the early expiration of the moratorium if the General Assembly fails to appropriate certain amounts for local law enforcement expenditures are exempted through 2030 to 2032, blah, blah, blah. This is a good thing because I was always of the mindset, if you annex me, I was going to kill you. I mean, honestly, are you kidding? You move out into a rural area, what you think is a rural area in the county. You look at the city of Lynchburg, just look at it on a map. It's behemoth. It's massive. And it's the same thing with some of these areas like Fairfax and others. You know, the city of this and the city of that. Well, then they just keep ballooning out and just keep gobbling up other areas. And then you, if you're one of those people that gets gobbled up, you're screwed. There's nothing you can do about it. That affects your property value. It affects your law enforcement. I mean, essentially, now, you know, your local sheriff that used to respond, now it's the local PD, and they're understaffed. And it's just like a long list of stupid things that you're supposed to put up with. I don't like to put up with that. So I'm glad to see this is extended. I'm in an area that's so far away from being anywhere close to an area that would be annexed right now. It just wouldn't happen. What they use this as an excuse, like, we need this because we need the revenue to fund more cops, and we need the revenue to build more schools and bridges and whatever. Well, the reality is that, you know, city of Lynchburg, let's use as an example, has a surplus right now of money. So this idea that they don't have the money to do what it is they want to do is nonsense. They can do anything they want to do. What they've got to do is make cuts. There are things the city is doing that doesn't need to do. It doesn't need to put solar trash cans that notify you when the trash is full. So they did that. Little solar things with little things that tell the people, you know how you know the trash is full? You send a guy around in his little trash truck to all the trash cans every so many days, and you empty the dang trash can. That's how you know. Give me a break. So they spent all this money, thousands of dollars per trash can, and they still kept all the people. Now what are those people doing? I mean, don't tell me you can't cut. Don't tell me that. And then the schools, they're having to advertise in the city of Lynchburg to get people to come to the government school. The schools are so bad, parents are not sending their kids there. And they're having to advertise, oh, come to the government schools for a quality education. Oh, okay. Yeah, I don't think so. So remember that cannabis bill that I talked about? I couldn't find what happened to it, but it looks like it died, which is good. The diversity equity related to the cannabis bill, it's gone. So that's it for the update right now. I'm hoping to get back on a regular schedule here to talk about some different things, share with you different things that are happening that equip you patriots out there. If you have something you'd like me to talk about, or maybe bring back as a topic, or somebody you'd like me to interview, let me know. If you can find out more about the show at radiofreevirginia.com, check out the merch that I've got there, some shirts that you might like. It's not just says Radio Free Virginia, it's other fun stuff, so check that out. I'd like to thank you for listening and remind you, you were not made to fit in, you were born to stand out. I'm Hank Reardon, this is Radio Free Virginia. God bless you.